10 flights, 7 cities, and 3 weeks in China. This is Roger Watson, and this is the podcast from my regular Connecting Continents column of the 23rd of April 2019 for the Reflections on Nursing Leadership magazine. I'm recording this podcast at home in Hull in the UK, nearly 2 weeks after I came back from China. The column was written in Luzhou in Sichuan province in China, but I caught a virus in China, and the long-haul flying on top of that meant I came back to the UK very ill and lost my voice for a while. You can probably still tell it's not 100%. I visited several places. First of all, I went to Hangzhou and a place called Dongye. Hangzhou was the first place I ever visited in China more than a decade ago. It was great to be back to visit the same institution, the eponymous Sir Ronronshaw Hospital, affiliated with Zhejiang Medical University. Established in the last century by American Seventh-day Adventists, the hospital has a regular stream of visitors from the United States. I was there to give a lecture on writing for publication. After only one night in Hangzhou, I was aboard the train to Jinan in Shandong Province, a city I visited often. On arriving, I was taken by car to Dongye, that's spelt Dong apostrophe E, a relatively small city where I spent 2 nights and gave another lecture on writing for publication at a conference held at Dongye Hospital. Ambitious for the hospital to rise in national ratings, administrators intend to accomplish that by attracting more international visitors and increasing its presence in high-quality publications. Dongye is the home of Ujo, spelt E-J-I-A-O, Ujo, a traditional Chinese medicine extracted from donkey skins. According to information at the factory I visited, Ujo cures almost every ailment and maintains youth. My nursing colleagues testify to this too. It often concerns me in China that the same person may advocate evidence-based practice on one hand, while expressing faith in purported remedies that haven't been subjected to rigorous testing. Nevertheless, Ujo is a major industry in Dongye, and the fate of many thousands of donkeys annually. Another significant town industry is manufacture of clinical thermometers, and I visited the factory's museum. They manufacture both liquid and digital thermometers. I was astonished to see that they still make liquid thermometers. Apparently some of the more remote and poorer areas of the world still use them. The factory originally made mercury thermometers, but with increasing concerns about the toxicity of mercury and its abolition from most parts of the world, they developed a non-toxic alloy as a substitute, which was used widely until the advent of digital thermometers. I could go on about thermometers for much longer. The guide at the factory did. The highlight of my time in Shandong province was a visit to Shufo, the birthplace of Confucius, known in China as Kongzi. I'd long wanted to make this visit and had booked it for the one free day I had. I bought a small wooden carving of Confucius to present to our Confucius Institute at the University of Hull. I returned to Hangzhou to give a lecture on research in advanced and specialist nursing practice at the first affiliated hospital of Zhejiang Medical University before returning via Hong Kong to the UK. Next, Beijing, Chanyang, Kunming and Luzhou. After a week at home, I returned to China, this time for 2 weeks. I spent a week in Beijing under the auspices of the Journal of Chinese Nursing Management. Together with local colleagues, I was invited to provide 4 days of seminars to clinical nurses on writing for publication. This was my longest stay in Beijing. In the evenings, with the help of one of the editors, I explored more of the city and especially enjoyed visiting the city's historic hutongs, narrow lanes or alleys between rows of single-story, four-sided courtyards known as Sihiyan. On the weekend, I visited Zhongzhi Institute of Nursing Information to hear about their development of a workload measurement instrument and adoption of a nursing classification system known as the Clinical Care Classification, or CCC system. The institute has developed a very large database and was seeking guidance on a publication strategy. I next travelled by train to Chanyang in Henan province. Here I visited Henan Hongli Hospital, where the CCC system is in use. After observing nurses using the system on the wards, I was given a tour of the data they were gathering. I was impressed and look forward to seeing some powerful articles generated that are based on that data, especially as the system rolls out across China. After two nights in Chang'an, I flew to Kunming in Yunnan province for one night, where I gave a lecture at the first affiliated hospital of Kunming Medical University. I'd been told Kunming is beautiful, and it is. It's green, the climate is constant all year, warm and dry, and there's no pollution. Everything went well except for getting completely lost for 30 minutes after my morning run. I showed my hotel car to several police officers to no avail, until two locals, one with a map app on his phone, helped find my hotel. The final days of my visit were spent in Luzhou, Sichuan province, where, as a visiting professor at the Affiliated Hospital of Southwestern Medical University, I have reported from several times. I attended their annual conference and caught up with local colleagues. I missed Easter with my family and all of my Easter duties, as there's no Vatican-recognized Catholic Church in China. I was glad to get home and to prepare for my next visit to China this month.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.